Good morning. Welcome to the Martin Morning Report on Monday, November 3rd. Five fast things for you from the weekend in KMA land. Brought to you today by Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Start your week strong with local sports news and a bank that's always on your team. Member FDIC. Duncan is here. Welcome in. Duncan, how are you today?
Good.
Good to see you. Let's go ahead and start at number one, where we always start. With our tougher than a $2 steak, tip of the bald head to the state champs from Riverside and St. Albert over the weekend. The Riverside boys team wins that state championship. The gradual climb up the mountaintop. They reach the ring and they pull it down. And we have a new money in the bank. New state champion from Riverside. Four medalists, Dawson Henderson, fifth. Owen Fenner, 11th. Eli Hudnall, 13th. Brody Henderson, 14th. 52 points for the Bulldogs. They get the win. Tip of the bald head to you. Also, Lily Denton from St. Albert wins another state championship. Second one for her in cross country. 37 seconds faster than anybody else at 17:56.60. And now a University of Texas commit, it sounds like, as well. Defended her title from last year and broke her course record, which was set last year. Tip of the bald head to you, Lily Denton. Number two, more state cross country from the weekend. Ankeny Christian was third in the boys team standings in class 1, 824 points. Alex Davis was the top ACA runner in 12th. Earlham just missed a team trophy in fourth place. David Nichols led the way in a fourth place individual finish. Eighth place. Tri-Centers, Haven Weirs was fourth. That was the top runner of the day in class 1A boys. Boyer Valley's Dane Gorham was ninth in the wheelchair division. Bedford's Eli Johnson wins another state championship in 20:25.20, a record time. Martinsdale St. Mary's standout runner, Carson O'Brender, was the next KMA lander in the girls' side. She was a fourth-place finisher. And Earlham was the top KMA land team in fourth. Amanda Smith was their lone medalist in 14th place. West Central Activities Conference counterpart, Madrid, right behind Earlham in the team standings. They were fifth. They were led by three medalists, Caitlin Brandhorst, ninth, Madeline Grothis, 10th, Hannah Brandhorst, as well, was a medalist. Kuma Gudema, a fourth-place finisher in boys' 4A for Sioux City North, had a time of 14:59.30, just 5 seconds behind the state champion, Jade Merrick of Cedar Falls, who laid down the second fastest time ever. And the fastest time was run by Quentin Nauman of Western Dubuque on Friday. Number three, state qualifying in Missouri over the weekend as well in cross country. It's a laundry list. 28 individuals, four teams individually in girls, class one, district four, Maya Ray of Platte Valley, Rockport's Nora Watkins, Allison Riley of Platte Valley, and Taya Windham from East Atchison go 2, 3, 4, 7. Other qualifiers, Platte Valley's Emily Langford, South Holt's Sophia Mendenhall, Tracy Walker from East Atchison, Arlene Bywater of East Atchison, Miley Holtman from Platte Valley, South Holt's Chloe DeBee, and Evelyn Heinz of Rockport, as well as Briley Slemp, of East Atchison. Platte Valley girls win the district championship. East Atchison goes third. On the boys' side, Darian Gilliland of Craig, top runner in third place. South Holt's Jordan Piper, fifth. Maverick Seibert of North Andrew, seventh. Britton Jones of King City was ninth. Benjamin Roller from North Andrew, Memphis Mick of Craig, and Quinn Statton of East Atchison also moving on to state. In class three girls, Audrey Deering, Ellie Parsons, Ariana Bartlett of Maryville, all qualifying. So did the team. For the fourth place finish on the boys' side, Jaron Dombeck, Riker Hackett, Tucker McCullough, all in the top 11. The team's also on to stay with another fourth place finish. And then Missouri Class 4 District 4 individual qualifiers from Savannah, Raiden Phillips and Tinley Viergo, as well as Casey Adwell of Savannah on the boys' side. Number four, Johnson County Central and Ashland Greenwood are on to the state volleyball tournament in Nebraska. After wins on Saturday, Ashland Greenwood goes deep in the C1 final, district final there against Bishop Newman. 25-23, 19-25, 23-25, 25-13, 25-11. Then C2, Johnson County Central gets a sweep of Elmwood Murdoch. Johnson County Central on to state. Ashton Greenwood on to state. Number five, I'm on to state, on to Coralville. I'm heading that way today. Sergeant Bluff Luton plays later today at 4 o'clock. I'll also have coverage tomorrow on the air. Red Oak, East Mills, Sydney, in that order. Three games tomorrow, and then hopefully some games Wednesday and Thursday as well. Looking forward to it. This is the last time you'll see me this week right here, so say goodbye.
Bye.
Once again, we are brought to you by Northwest Bank today. Commitment you can bank on. Start your week strong with local sports news and a bank that's always on your team. Member FDIC.
Oh, gosh.
FDIC. They'll get it. They'll get it figured out. Talk with you in
24 hours.
Yeah.